Brachas Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph that there's a Takana Ezra delaying the Tokacha, the Brachos and Kvodos before Rosh Hashanah. Tosus explains the name of Rabbi Nissim that this doesn't only apply to Parshas Nitzavim, but it extends into Parshas Nitzavim as well, not just simply Parshas Kisavim. The Brachos begin in Kisavim, but you find the Brachos and Kvodos in this past Shabbos is Kriya Satara, and therefore at Takana says, not at all coincidentally, Kisavim, Nitzavim, and then we experience the Yimei Hadin. But no doubt when you look in Parshas Nitzavim, you find themes that one has to be mindful of during Rosh Hashanah. On one level is the Gemara Rai, Shetit LaShana V'Kilosela, a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Kvala should come to an end, the ensuing year should only be a Shnat Zrachim. When you look in the Gemara, in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Gimel, the Gemara tells us we derive the concept of Arvus, of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zevazim, from Parshas Nitzavim. That's the meaning of Hanistaros Hashem Elokeinu. And Arvus certainly is a theme, front and center, when it comes to Yimei Hadin. It's not enough to have standalone Kiyashokar, but you have to have the Kolos incorporated into the Chazar Sashas. On Yom Kippur, it's not enough to have individual vidui, but you have to have the vidui as part of the Tfilas HaTzibur as well. When we follow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Geula, the Ramban points out that there are two parshiyos of Geula. You know, the Haftor in Parshas Kisavim, Yeshayahu Kapitul Samach, Bita Hishem, the very end words of the Gemara writes in Sanhedrin, there are two different zmanim for Geula. There's Bita, that means there's a zman haketz of Geula, Rav Sedin describes at length, but Akishana, we have the capacity to hasten that zman. There's a fix, there's a set time, but yet we're empowered to see to it that we bring about the Geula Shleima. You find that in Rabbi Yeshayahu, but there's an amazing comment of Ramban, there are two parshios of Geula. Parshas Nitzavim, and then this coming Shabbos, Parshas Hazina. Im Yamidacha Kamikzea Shamayim is Nitzavim, Harnina Goyimama, that's the Parsha of Hazina. Ramban writes there's a difference between those two Parshas. In Nitzavim, you have a Pasuk of Vishavta Hashem Elokecha, but there is no mention of Tshuva in Parshas Hazina. So according to that Ramban, there are two Parshas, an earlier Parsha of Geula, a later Parsha of Geula. The earlier Parsha of Geula mentions as a T'nai, V'shavta Hashem Elokecha, not found in Hazinu. I would suggest that that's exactly the source of Bita Hashem, that they're two different zmanim. And therefore, Geula al Yedei Tshuva. And that's the theme of the Kriya Satav before Rosh Hashanah itself. And if I were to ask you very simply, that what is it that serves at times as an impediment for Esek Tatova and Chazara B'tshuva? I'm speaking to the Bnei Yeshiva. It's not that this isn't on our radar screen, but we who realize how important it is, that what is it somehow that inhibits, that doesn't quite allow us to be able to be Chozer B'tshuva B'lev Shalom? And I would suggest that one of the factors is that it's not easy to embark on a mission when part of our subconscious is that the goal is beyond our reach. If I tell you a reasonable goal, so therefore you know you get up and you give it your all and you're convinced you're going to get there. But when I tell you that I want you to master Kolot HaRukula because there's such a rhyme in the Dharma Daches, now start doing so. You're probably going to tell me that, you know, true, I saw that rhyme, but you know what? Hard to get. And sometimes when the goal seems beyond our reach, inaccessible, unattainable, you don't even try. And that's also true when it comes to tshuva as well. But sometimes when you speak about zdonos, nasek isekuyos, an absolute tshuva meyavo, you recognize that it's a goal that we would like to attain, but sometimes it seems to be beyond our reach. And therefore, it's not just that this is a theme of Parshas Nitzavim, but embedded in this mitzvah. Ki ha-mitzvah zos asher enochi mitzalka hayom, lo niflesim mechav l'rachokim. That throws emphasize that it's not beyond reach. It's not that you're incapable of. And if I were to ask you, what is the meaning of Kiyam Mitzvah Zos? You're going to tell me, well, I know the Gemara and Erev and the Sigma Mitzvah Nuntes that it's the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But the Ramban writes, Kiyam Mitzvah Zos is the Mitzvah of Tshuva. What is true of Tshuva is true of Talmud Torah. What's true of Talmud Torah is true of Tshuva. That regarding both of those enterprises, a person can think that I'm incapable of, it's beyond my reach. And the Torah goes out of its way. Ki karavalacha gavra ma'ot, v'fichol avavcha, la'sosa. You shouldn't have that mindset. Because the Gemara Nida, the chayim, that reaching that finish line, it is not something that is up to you. All you have to do is be nishtar. But then you have to miskal to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if the hishtablus is done earnestly, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to carry you across that finish line. Even if at first glance it seems beyond, but beyond whose reach? Beyond whose reach? When you're mispala for siyata deshmaya, we're empowered, we're capable of. And therefore one should never have the mindset that esek ketorah is something that's inaccessible, or chazara b'tshuva is something that is unattainable. Certainly that cannot be. I'll tell you an incredible maramakam. The Medrash in Parshas Nitzavim writes the following. Esek ketorah, that invisible comment. V'imni flesi, if you think that it's beyond your reach, kama, mimcha. That's your misconception. But that's not how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. Ki karav lecha gavra ma'od, v'fichol avav chalasosa. And you jump to Parshas Hazina, lo gavra ku mikan, Yerushalmi Shvi, Tzalafei, v'im gavra ku. If somehow you don't think that it's possible, an Eser Ketorah to soar, mikan. That's the wrong mindset. That's coming from you. That's not coming from Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the lesson of Parshas Nitzavim. If it's Siyata Deshmaya, even lofty goals that we think otherwise are absolutely inattainable, absolutely beyond our reach. Ki karav hadavar amud b'fichol avav chalasos, ending placing. It's Nimcha. That's how we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yimei HaDin. That's the Simcha of Yimei HaDin. To know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, to recognize Yirshon Hashem B'Motzah, our Amelus, our Hishtablus, and the Koach HaTzibur, to be able to carry us to attain that desirous end that, right, without Siyata Deshmaya would absolutely be unattainable and beyond our reach. I would suggest that that's part of the Kavan of Rabbeinu Nissim in the Takana says, it's not enough to lay simply Kisavah. Kisavah, the brachos, the clothes, that's true. But now you have to read the Hashanah. And that's why, not coincidentally, Kisavah always, the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, to recognize that not only are you capable, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you that Siyata Deshmaya to be able to see through it, that a person emerges, Zakabim. For B'nai Yeshiva, that's an important lesson. Whether it's understanding a difficult sugya, or a difficult parak, or a difficult masechta, or shas, these things are capable. Is it easy? There's nothing valuable in life that's easily attainable. That's an American mindset. Karva chadava means with enormous amelus, enormous ishtabas, perseverance. A person can absolutely. Baruch Hashem, that even in today's climate, difficult times, and I commend all of you to coming back to the yeshiva. You know, there's a certain sense of revitalization and being back in the coast that they smedrash after so many months, but it's in price. Which really means that you have to position yourself. You have to be nishtadah, all of your kofos and efesh. And then the mispalot of Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'ziyata deshmaya. And if you do so, exactly on the threshold that Yimei HaDin, from his power, for those words of the Medrash, that meaning of the Pasuk, Karav Alecha Hadavu Ma'od, the Fichol Avav Kalasa.